right, update on the injury report. Willis McGahee did not participate. Hand. Elvis Dumervilde did not participate. Let's see, what does Elvis have? Ankle. Julius Thomas, ankle, full. Brian Dawkins did not participate. Illness. And Marcus Thomas, knee, was limited. Questions?
Talk about what Julius Thomas did.
Well, you know, he's been out a while. I think he got hurt in the Cincinnati game. You know, he showed some good promise in the preseason. He's very athletic. You know, he's got a wide radius, so he's, you know, got a pretty good span as far as a receiver. And he's coming along as a blocker, so we're just trying to get him healthy.
Open the middle of the field a little bit, having someone like him.
Yeah, I think so. But, we, you know, the other guys have done a pretty good job. Daniel Fells last week, you know, he's capable. So, you know, we've got a couple different guys there that can do that, and he's one of them.
How would you evaluate Sue when you watch him?
You know, he's a tremendous player. I mean, we had high grades on him coming out, and, you know, he's just continued that. He's got a high motor. You know, he plays snap the whistle. I got tremendous respect for him.
Hard to defend an inside rusher like him.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to defend good players. You know, it doesn't matter what position. And, you know, they present some matchup issues, whether it's Sue or, you know, Megatron outside, you know, as an offensive player. So, you know, this game's about matchups, and those guys are tough ones.
It's looking like Stafford's going to go to practice well today. What have you seen out of him and maybe this year that's been different than post play previous years? I think that the health issues.
Well, I've studied a lot, him a lot more this year, obviously, because we play them. But, you know, he's a good young player that's you know, they got off to a great start at 5-0. They've, you know, had a couple tough losses against very good football teams here of late. But, you know, he's a very capable young player.
Can you talk to us about Megatron some in terms of his ability, his size, and all the things that he can do?
Well, up until last week when I was looking at Jerry Rice's evaluation, I didn't have any idea who Megatron was, but I have known who Calvin Johnson is for some time. But he's, you know, he's tremendous because he's got great size and speed. You know, the height-weight speed matchup's tough. I mean, they throw the ball up to him in the red area. They throw the ball up to him on deep balls, and he's come down with most of them. So he's a tremendous talent and, you know, big physical body that's a tough matchup.
Is it possible for one guy to man him up?
Yeah, I think in times, you know, you got to pick your poison, so to speak. You know, they are able to run the ball, and, you know, that limits what you can do as far as double coverage. But, you know, just like anybody, I mean, you know, he's, you know, exceptional because of his size, but you can't double him all day.
You, you know, obviously didn't have an off season, which makes it harder for, you know, an undrafted team. Chris Harris has kind of just kept his nose in there all along. What have you seen from him progressively? I mean, has he gotten just better from day one, or, I mean, has there just been a consistent trait that, you know, you like about him?
Well, if he had good football character coming out. He was a guy that, you know, when you go through the college free agency, it happened a little bit later in the offseason this year, but, you know, that was kind of his MO coming out, and, you know, he's proved that to us so over time with us as far as his competitive nature on the field and, you know, his work ethic to get better every day, and he has, and he's starting to reap some of those benefits.
Is it hard for a guy like that to get noticed? Is it hard for a guy like that to get noticed?
No, I mean, you know, in this profession, you're not prejudiced. You know, it doesn't matter where you're drafted, how much money you make. You just notice guys that make plays, and he's done that.
Do you have a draftable grade on him?
I don't remember. You know, probably he's a guy that we had, you know, a decent grade on. Otherwise, you know, we wouldn't have brought him in as a free agent.